Okay, hey guys, it's Tamar here from travelingnatural.com. I'm going to try something a little different with a podcast interview. I hope you've been following the Black History Month and Beyond series, where I've been interviewing Black American expats and current and returned Peace Corps volunteers about their journeys. Today I have a live interview with a current Peace Corps volunteer. And let's go ahead by having him introduce himself.
Hello, guys. My name is Aziz Karu, and I am from Washington, D.C., and I'm originally from Sierra Leone, West Africa.
Okay, thank you for joining us today, Aziz.
You're welcome.
So what sparked your interest in exploring the world?
My love for traveling, and also as a political science major, studying politics, bring out my curiosity and inquisitiveness for culture. Having been to 6 countries, I know that culture is dynamic, and also especially in a continent such as Africa, culture varies across countries or cross borders, being 54 countries in Africa.
Okay, cool. And why did you decide to apply for the Peace Corps?
Applying for the Peace Corps is something personal. Ever since growing up in Sierra Leone at the age of 12, before coming to the U.S., I've encountered PCVs, in Sierra Leone. And I always wanted to, leave my imprint of change on the world in a positive way. I look at children who are, in third world countries, developing countries, put them in the shoes, or put myself in the shoes that they are in, because I once was wearing that shoes. Because they had a disadvantage, no future, no hope, nothing can be made of their lives without guidance, and they don't have any guidance. Some of these children, they're raised by, a struggling family. Some of them, their socioeconomic systems are not strong. Therefore, they are faced by so many different life challenges. When I was in Sierra Leone, I was a child who had a rough childhood. There was a civil war that lasted for about a decade, 10 years, and that civil war actually caused some type of trauma. For me, or in my childhood, because I experienced deaths and, the loss of family members, and also I stopped going to school, for about 3 or 4 years, just trying to run, seek refuge in different countries. And I think that being a PCV, I can help children that I was like, or I once were like, I once was like, to have hope, to help them develop themselves, to give them a purpose in life, to help them, see what they can become and what they want to become, for it to be a reality for them. Mm-hmm. And also, lastly, I am the only American, that they might ever, come across, mm-hmm. or have the opportunity to come across. For children that are in developing countries, such as in Botswana, where I'm currently serving, they are not important. Mm-hmm. Their voice, they don't have any voice. Opinions are not valid. They're just children. Mm-hmm. Some of them does not have, both parents in their lives, and they're struggling. So they're crying, you know, but who would hear their cry? I think I want to hear their cry, and I want to come to their rescue. And I think that, you know, I would have a positive influence in their life.
How do the children react to you when they find out you're a Black American?
They reacted in different type of ways. Some were happy because they can relate to my skin, the color of my skin, and some were surprised, saying, "Oh, they have Black people in America." They were amazed, you know. And I said, "Yes, they have Black Americans, you know, and some Black Americans too, you know, are amazed, and they are naive to the point whereby they say, 'Oh, wow, they have, you know, kids like this in Africa that can speak English.' Yes." Mm-hmm. You know, so there is that overlapping culture whereby, you know, you can find some type of nuances, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay. And given that, as a young Black male or a young Black American, what advice would you give to others back home inspired by your travels but are afraid to take the first step?
You don't have anything to fear. You don't have anything to fear. Don't let your fear cripple you. This is the dream that Martin Luther King had and John F. Kennedy, you know, the former U.S. president that established this organization that is now spreading world peace and ambassadorship. You have nothing to fear, you know. Go champion the world. Make something of yourself. And educate, you know, others that are of the same skin tone as you, because they don't even know, you know. There are over 100 billion people in Africa, and they don't know about, you know, Black Americans, the life they live in America. So you can be an expert in that field, and as a young Black male, you can be a positive role model in the lives of young Black females and in the lives of young Black males. You know, not just in America, but the world needs you. The world needs even Black females. The world needs as much help as the world can get, most specifically on the African continent.
Okay, good. Thank you. So you've been in Botswana for about 7 or 8 months. What do you like to do in your free time?
My free time. I like playing football. You know, it's not a new culture to me. I can relate with Botswanans when it comes to football matches and talking football. And also it gives me it's a good way to integrate into the culture here. I also like reading and then going to the church, you know, keep my spirituality intact. You know, so me leaving the U.S., some of the things that I like to do, I still, you know, can perform those things, you know, or be involved in those hobbies, you know, without losing a part of myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Lastly, where can people get in touch with you if they have more questions?
Oh, they can get in touch with me on Facebook. The Facebook name is Xerxes, spell X-A-I-X-E-S, Aziz, A-Z-I-Z, space Carew, C-A-R-E-W. Yes, that's the Facebook name. The email address is aziz_carew@hotmail.com.
Okay, and we'll be sure to put the links for both of those contact informations that you just gave us. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much, T.